T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. And oh, what a night here in Philadelphia last night. A game that I don't think we're going to forget for a long time for a lot of reasons, but a game that quite simply saved the Eagles season, gave us hope for the rest of this Eagles season. A comeback win, a clutch win, a maddening win. I mean, it was everything wrapped up there. And you know what I'm going to do to start the show? I'm going to call myself out, because you know what I said last night, what, about 5 minutes ago, 6 minutes ago? There's no way Carson Wentz leads 2 scoring drives to win this game. No way, no how. And I was wrong, and he did. And credit to Carson Wentz. And there's a toughness to this Eagles team that I really do appreciate. Are they great? Obviously not. Are they good? We're going to find out. But there's a toughness to this team that I do appreciate, and Carson Wentz is part of that. A toughness to them that no matter how bad they play, no matter how inconsistent they are during a game, there's something about how they end up finishing and kind of leaving us with a better feeling than maybe you think you're going to have in the second or third quarter, the fourth quarter. At least the last 3 weeks to a month has changed our perception and my perception of this team. 215-592-9494. But really last night, you know, the quarterback and Carson Wentz was a microcosm of the game, because at times the Eagles looked like clearly the better team with clearly the better quarterback and clearly the favorite to win this division. And at times, I'm sitting there wondering how this team got this bad. I'm wondering how this quarterback got this inaccurate and made this many mistakes. Like, you're getting the full gamut of the emotions during every single game. Forget week-to-week performance. We're getting series-to-series, play-to-play performance from this team that just makes you shake your head in both one direction and then the other. And when it comes to Carson Wentz, at this point in his career, I was thinking about this a lot today, because, you know, Carson Wentz last night, and he deserves a ton of credit, and he will get it tonight on this show. And don't you say I don't give Carson Wentz credit, because I do when he deserves it. He deserves credit last night for the way he came back, the way he brought that team back. And I believe that throw to Boston Scott is one of the 5 best of his entire career. Maybe the best. You know what we're going to do later on tonight? I'm going to rank the top 5 throws of Carson Wentz's career. All of them. My favorite 5 throws of his career. We'll do that coming up on this show tonight. But that is last night, the throw to Boston Scott is certainly going to be on the list, because you can't throw a football with a situation like that and the game on the line any better. I mean, any better than he threw that one to Boston Scott. So Carson Wentz gets all the credit in the world for that. But I've been thinking a lot today about Carson, and really, like, I was thinking about it from this perspective. Like, if I was talking to someone who didn't watch the Eagles at all, like we do, and they asked me about Carson Wentz, like, what would I say? And if I had to be succinct about it. And I believe there's one word that really sums Carson Wentz up and sums up why there is such a split on him in this town, despite all these years we watch him. It's like, you know, you watch a player for 2 or 3 weeks, you could have 100 people and 50 have one opinion, 50 have another. Usually, after 5 years of watching a player, there's a pretty established general opinion on what the player is within its own fan base. And I don't think that exists in Philadelphia. I really don't. You know, it shifted. 3 years ago, it was 99-1, Carson's great versus he's not. That's shifted over the years. I mean, you could feel that here. There's a lot of kind of differentiating opinions on what Carson Wentz is. And I think what Carson Wentz is right now, and how I would describe him as a player, really sums up what this Eagles team is. And the word I would use to describe Carson Wentz at this juncture of his career is a mirage. Carson Wentz is a mirage, because at times you see something and you believe what you're seeing. You believe it's there, even if your mind, even if your instincts, even if your gut tells you that can't really be there. And I think that works no matter how he's playing. Like when Carson Wentz is bad, and he was bad at times last night. In the first half, I mean, he made a couple plays. I mean, we know he always, you know, runs his way into sacks and whatnot, but he made a couple plays last night. The throw across his body, I mean, it's horrendous. I mean, that is bad quarterback play. And then the interception in the end zone, again, horrendous, taking points off the board. Bad quarterback play. And you have the feeling in that moment. I have the feeling in those moments, like, this guy's just not getting it. He's not good. He's not good enough. So that feeling is there. But that's a mirage. Because quite clearly, throughout his career, Carson Wentz is better than that. That's not what he always is. His career statistics, his career record, all of it, including his 2017 year, makes me know, even though what I'm seeing with my eyes tells me that's really bad quarterback play, that he's not really a bad quarterback. I know that. But the mirage I'm seeing says to me, like, that is bad quarterback play. That's bad. And then there's the other side of it. Then there's the end. Then there's the clutch moments, the way he's played in the fourth quarter the last couple weeks, where he drives the team down, poised, makes the throws that pass to Boston Scott, an incredible throw. And that's the other side of the mirage. Because you know what you see in that side? You know what you see when that side of the mirage is in front of you? You see greatness. You see championship-level play. You see clutch. You see all those wonderful words that we talk about and we want to say what Carson wants. Elite, right? All those things that we've said over the years, star, top five, whatever, they all pop into your mind when you see that throw. But you know what that is, too? That's also a mirage. Carson Wentz, at this stage of his career, in the midst of games, is a mirage quarterback. He is not a top five quarterback, top 10, forget the numbers. What he is a mirage. Because at his worst moments, I am convinced he's bad. At his best moments, I tip my cap and I say, that's a hell of a throw. That's a throw very few quarterbacks can make. I understand why the supporters for this quarterback beat their chest when he makes that throw and say, there it is. He's gonna fix everything. He's going to turn it around, and he's going to be that guy consistently. But he's not, and that's the reality of the quarterback. The reality of the quarterback is he is whatever's beyond the mirage. Right? Like if you're actually seeing a mirage, I've never actually seen one, but like the whole idea of it is whatever's actually behind what you're seeing is really what's there, and that's Carson Wentz. Add it all together. Add all the numbers up. Beats up the NFC, struggles against other teams outside of the NFC East. Good in moments, bad in moments, up and down, tough, physical, like all of that stuff is him. And this is the quarterback we have here, 215-592-9494. And I believe it kind of permeates into what this team is. This team's a mirage. I said it after a couple weeks of the season. I didn't believe they were a bad football team. I didn't believe they were bad. Like we were having people calling them about tanking for Trevor Lawrence, finishing in last place. I never believed the Eagles were bad. There's too much here. There's too good of a coaching staff. There's too much of kind of like muscle memory of winning these games for them to just turn bad. I never believed they were a bad football team. But then you watch them play in the fourth quarter against the Ravens. You watch them play in the end of the game against the Steelers. You watch the throw Carson makes in the comeback to beat the 49ers. You watch the defense get after the quarterback. Watch Brandon Graham do his thing this year. And you know what you see? You see good. You see how this young receiving core is starting to really become something here. The Eagles no longer have bad receivers. I don't want to hear that anymore. They don't. When you line up Travis Fulgham and Greg Ward, you add Rager back to this in a couple weeks, this is not a bad receiving core. You start to see good. You start to see a path for good. And that is the mirage, because the mirage is they're not bad. And they're also, in those great moments, that's the mirage too. Carson Wentz, this is the word I would use to describe him right now in his career, and it really has become the team. It's a mirage. Everything in your strongest emotions that you see with this quarterback and with this team, it doesn't last. It doesn't stay. It doesn't stick. Because three plays later, it might totally flip on itself. And at the start of the game last night, Carson Wentz gets off to a great start. He was on point. He was accurate. Boom, first down. Boom, first down. Boom, first down. Hitting Richard Rodgers over the middle in stride. DeSean Jackson on the outside. Boom, first down. The offense looked like it was going to have a great night. And then, for about an hour, hour and a half, it was garbage again. Maybe 2 hours. Maybe 3 hours. It was garbage until the end of the fourth quarter when they had no choice but to move that football. And there he is again. There's that clutch Carson Wentz that shows the resiliency and the physical toughness and the accuracy that we all hope can stay and stick. 215-592-9494. Look, we'll get into a lot this evening, and I am feeling generally glass half full on the Eagles. Okay, I'm feeling way better tonight than I was as I watched that game yesterday and last evening. But I want to start with Carson Wentz because he's the story. He's the quarterback. He led the game-winning drive. And I want to know what words you would use to describe this guy. I mean, think about it. 5 years in, and he is a player that is still debated as to how good he is. Not, and really, if he's any good. Those debates happen on a daily basis. It's a very rare thing to watch a quarterback for 5 years and to still not know what you think he is. So the word I'll use for him is he's a mirage. He is a mirage of a quarterback. His great makes you think that's really what's behind the curtain there. You could like touch it. It's real. It's going to stick. It's going to stay. He's going to be great for the next 10 years. But he's not, because that doesn't ever last. And the same becomes true when he's awful for pockets of games. And he makes throws that make all of us want to just throw something against the wall. Because he's smarter than that. He's been better than that. And I know he's better than that. And I think the Eagles know he's better than that. So that's not him either. 215-592-9494. The quarterback is a mirage here in Philadelphia. And he gets us all to believe one or the other is true based on down-to-down, play-to-play. 215-592-9494. Let's talk about a win, really an electric win for the Eagles to save their season. That game saved the season last night, gave us a season, and really made them the favorites, the real true favorites in this division. 215-592-9494. What word would you use to describe Carson Wentz? I go with mirage. Let's go to, we got Dan in Levittown here. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Dan. What's on your mind, buddy?
I feel a little bit opposite than you. I feel like Carson Wentz showed that he's a great quarterback yesterday. And I feel like it's not a mirage. The only reason why I feel like it's not a mirage is because you said that the wide receivers are good. He don't have a running game.
Well, he has not had, and last night, of course not, but they didn't have much out there. It was Huntley and Clement and Boston Scott.
Yeah, nobody out there. So basically, and the wide receivers are all new.
Yeah, but they're good players. I think it's time to start saying Travis Fulgham's a good player. Like he's you can see with your eyes, he could play.
So you can say Travis Fulgham's a good player, but you won't say Carson Wentz is a good quarterback.
I've said, Dan, for 3 years I've sat here and said Carson Wentz is a good quarterback. Where I push back is he's not more than that. He has not shown since 2017 to be more than that.
You just said that the media and everybody debated all the time that if he's a good quarterback or he's a bad quarterback.
So, right, that debate is out there, right?
No, not for me. That debate, I would take if Carson Wentz left us, we would be done. We would not even have a job.
Oh, that's not true, Dan, that's not true.
What? That's not true?
Dan, I mean, they've won a lot of games without him the last couple of years. I mean, he helped them win that game last night, but let's not pretend. Like, if the Seahawks lose Russell Wilson, they're done. That's not what we're dealing with here, Dan.
So who would win in the playoffs, the Bears or the Eagles this year?
Well, I think we're going to find out in early January. I mean, I don't know.
I want to know what you think. Well, I want to know what you think.
If they played right now?
Yeah.
The Bears would win. They're a better team right now.
You think the Bears would beat the Eagles right now?
Dan, the Eagles are 2-4-1. They beat the Giants by a point last night.
All right. No, I just wanted to
I know,
hear
but like
you
but
I
I'm happy that you're happy, like you're feeling good about the team and confident. And I feel better about the team, Dan, but like we're pumping our chest out. They beat the Giants by a point last night.
Well, listen, man, everybody just burned Carson Wentz's jersey just last week. Now you're going to get some people back. And it's like
it's because he's a mirage. This is my point. He whatever you think is there, you can believe it because he shows it at times. Like, Dan, at times, he shows to be great. Like, that throw to Boston Scott was a great throw. But also at times during the same game, he was bad.
Yeah, but what about next week? We're playing the Dallas Cowboys. Are we going to win that game?
I think they are, yes.
Okay, so that's another great week ahead of us, right?
Yeah, of course. If they beat the Cowboys, it'd be amazing around here, sure.
All right, so you're going to tell me Carson Wentz is going to stay like he did in the beginning of the year?
Well, no, Dan.
You don't think they're going to improve by the end of the season?
Well, they're already improving, right? They're better. The first 3 weeks of the year, they're better than that right now. Their offense has picked it up. Carson's picked it up.
And what about everybody's like, oh, well, this division sucks, and
well, it does.
Who cares about the Eagles? To me, it's like, yo, I don't care. Everybody can be mad all they want. If we win a division, we get into the playoffs, and we can play Nick Foles and put any amount of money on, we beat the Bears. So everybody's saying that we're just, NFC East is just going to lose as soon as they get to the playoffs. I don't believe that. Well, I don't believe that one bit.
Yeah, well, you might be right. I mean, look, this has happened before, and I appreciate the call, Dan. The NFC East winner will be at home. And we've seen teams like that before. The Panthers of 2014, the Seahawks in the Marshawn Lynch game. Like, you can win a home playoff game. I mean, I don't think that's out of the question. The bottom line is this: is the Eagles are 2-4-1. But I feel good. Like, I think things are moving in the right direction for this team. And I don't think the Eagles have to apologize for only winning by 1 point last night. Like, a win's a win. And I will take the good from last night, including the good of Carson Wentz. 215-592-9494. What I feel about this quarterback at this point of his career is he is a mirage. Like, he makes whatever you think you're seeing, you believe it wholeheartedly. Like, our last caller, Dan, believes he's great because he saw greatness last night. Depending on how you squint and where you look, it's why these, like, again, we rarely talk about players where there's such a wild swing of what people believe about the same player. Like, you might get good versus great, or really good versus great, but you don't get great, elite versus average or below average. I see that debate about Carson all the time. Not just my feeling on my seat. I feel it. I hear the debate. That's because the guy's a mirage. He does enough in his great moments to convince you that's him. That's not really true. And he does enough in his bad moments to convince you that's him. And that's not really true either. What he is everything combined, which is a 2-4-1 leader of a 2-4-1 team that beats up on the NFC East and that is capable of both the good and the bad. And 5 years in, like, I've stopped wondering when either are going to go away. I recognize his excellence in certain spots and moments, and I think he'll keep doing that. I could see him still being clutch and winning, leading game-winning drives. I mean, next week it's the Cowboys. But I also am not going to, like, sit here and tell you I think it's over. Like, he's never going to have another one of those passes across his body again. He's going to clean all that up. I don't think so. I think 5 years in, you kind of are what you are as a player. And he is a good quarterback that is a mirage, convincing a lot of us in the moment, in the game, that he's actually a great one or actually a bad one. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here. Let's talk to Josh in Philadelphia. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Joe, can you hear me?
Gotcha, Josh. What's up, buddy?
All right, so you're talking about he's a mirage. Do you know who really is a mirage?
Who's a mirage?
That bum that's in Chicago, Nick Foles.
Can I ask you a question, Josh? Why are we talking about Nick Foles?
Because the last caller just brought up the Bears, so I know how much you love and worship Nick Foles.
No, but Josh, people always call in and say, like, leave Foles out of the conversation. He's not here anymore. So I'm going to ask you to do that. Josh, what do you think about Carson Wentz right now at this point of his career? Because I see a mirage. Forget about Nick Foles, who also might be a mirage. I'm asking you about Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz, to me, is elite.
Elite.
Yes. There's probably one or two other quarterbacks that you can put behind this team right now, and he can do what Carson Wentz has done.
Yeah, I totally disagree, Josh.
Yeah. All right. So tell me who else can do with
probably 15, 17 quarterbacks could score 22 points against the Giants last night.
Oh, yeah. With a third string left tackle, third string left guard, fourth string right guard.
Yeah, Josh. There were plenty of plays last night where there was plenty of time in the pocket. Come on, Josh.
And there was plenty of plays where he got hit every throw. He's getting beat up. He's got sacked 28 times in 6 games?
Josh, and I would say a third of those are his own fault.
Okay, so a third of them are his own fault, but every other hit that he gets, that he's taken, you know, not every quarterback can sit there and take the punishment.
I totally agree. Josh, he's a tough player. I mean, I appreciate that about him. He stands in the pocket where he moves, and he takes hits and delivers the football. Like, the toughness about him is one of his best qualities. I like that.
Yeah, but that's the point I'm making. This man, there's not probably two other quarterbacks that can drive.
No, but that's
this
not
team.
True, Josh. That's not true. Like, Josh, at the same time, I'll take what you're saying. I understand. Like, you appreciate his toughness. But those other quarterbacks, whoever they are, like whoever we're talking about, they wouldn't throw the ball across their body and throw interceptions like that. Like, you got to accept the bad that's here too.
He didn't throw across his body and throw an interception though.
Josh,
you're trying to nitpick at a throw at one throw. I mean,
Josh, it's horrendous, Josh. And I appreciate the call. That's an horrendous throw. The throw across the field to Fulgham, that was horrendous. The interception's horrendous. Again, but he rebounded. He changed the narrative of his game last night. 215-592-9494. Here's what I believe Carson Wentz is at this point of his career. If I could use one word to describe him, he's a mirage. Because you squint and you think you see something great, it's not really that great. And you squint and you think you see something bad, like I do sometimes, and the truth is it's not that bad. Because the good is there too. 215-592-9494. One word to describe Carson Wentz. We'll get Tucker's on the other side, yours. And Doug Peterson today compared Carson to a Hall of Fame quarterback. Who was he talking about, and do we see the comparison? We'll hit that coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.